This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Thank you for listening. We are in season six. Is this actually episode 17 already? I believe it is. We are presented once again by Hooters. And if you are in the greater Tampa Bay area, you know Hooters was born here, the original location on Gulf to Bay Boulevard in Clearwater. That's certainly part of the original Hooters brand, as is their newest location in Odessa. It is just literally a minute west of the Suncoast Parkway on State Road 54. Wonderful outdoor dining area, very spacious inside as well. So make sure you're aware of that newest location in the greater Tampa Bay area. They have double digits of locations do the original Hooters brand. And if you choose to take out, you can easily order online by clicking the orange order icon in the upper right-hand corner of the front page of originalhooters.com. That's originalhooters.com. My email is toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com for everything fantasy related. My email is toddwrightgolf@gmail.com for anything golf related, as in my golf tournaments. I am hosting the 2021 Todd Wright Tour Championship this Saturday at River Hall Country Club in Alva, which is just outside of Fort Myers and just east of Interstate 75. Thank you, Jim Hafner, for what you do for me and my players. And Todd Wright Tour 36, which will be our first ever 36-hole event, 18 mini golf, before 18 traditional on the par 72 course at Plantation Palms Golf Club. That's coming up in October. So for golf information, be specific to the toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. Also, follow me on social media. Thank you, Drew Garabo. Got the push. We are over 1,000 on Instagram now. And it's ToddWright2121 on Instagram, also ToddWright2121 on Twitter, or I'm simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida on Facebook. It's a personal page that I use for professional reasons, much like I do my Instagram, and just some fun stuff, good pictures, etc., and promotional purposes. I will never ask you to like a specific page for this podcast or another podcast or this or that. I'll do it all on one page, and I ask you to return the favor. If we become friends, please do not ask me to like additional pages. You will find we will have a tough time staying friends. So again, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Honestly, we're set. Yeah, we're set at this point, unless I'm giving a shout out here. Matt Spears. Yes, Matt, I am fully aware you are a loyal podcast listener, and I thank you for that. Let's just say a fellow fantasy player in my foundation league, who also is a golf general manager who hosts one of my annual Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments at his property, told me, Matt, about you. And Matt, if you want to reach out at ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com and try to get involved in one of our podcast leagues, I'll see if I can make room for you. Was just talking about you the other day. So thanks, Matt. I'm surprised I haven't heard from you yet. Our big draft night will be at Bill Curry Ford for the second year in a row. Bill Curry Ford is a supporter of mine. They're a huge supporter of JoeBucksFan.com, which platforms and distributes my podcasts. Sean Sullivan is really into football. He played in a league last year for the first time in a podcast league. He made a lot of mistakes, namely making a horribly one-sided trade that pushed the champion of the league over the top. So appropriately, at the end of the season, Sean wrote that guy he made the trade with, Robert Wright, a check from Bill Curry Ford for winning the league. This was new as of last year, the Bill Curry Ford, and this was a surprise to me on draft night, as it was everybody who participated. Bill Curry Ford cuts a check to the winners of my podcast leagues. And no, there is no entry fee in my podcast leagues. I simply want you to listen to the podcast, and I ask you to show up at Bill Curry Ford. And we do an old school traditional draft night. My leagues may not be old school. I evolve scoring settings and things to make fantasy football more reflective of the National Football League game we watch. But I do like old school draft nights where you don't do it online. Everybody gets together. It's the one time a year you're going to see everybody. And we did it last year at Bill Curry Ford for the first time. Thank you, Sean Sullivan, for hosting us. And he has been very excited to bring us back. So all leagues will be hosting at Bill Curry Ford. I do not give out the date and time on the air because I don't want podcast listeners who haven't reached out that I haven't invited to just show up that night. But we're going to have a good draft night. I was just speaking to Scott Heckathorn from Payway. He is playing in one of the leagues this year. He is catering that night. Mike Lentz, huge Todd Wright Tour golfer and supporter of podcasts and golf tournaments. Mike Lentz is playing in a league. He's bringing Papa John's, Papadillas, and pizzas that night. So this is going to be an enjoyable evening, and it sort of leads into the theme of this particular podcast. For years now, as I have been commissioning leagues, the two things that stand out to my players about our draft nights. One is my handwriting, in particular, Dave Wirth, the longtime anchor for 31 years on Channel 10 locally and one of my Todd Wright Tour Hall of Famers, likes to remark about my excellent penmanship since I write picks on a board. I do that in my foundation league. I've done it in the past at podcast leagues that we've done at Hooters. I didn't do it at Bill Curry Ford last year, and I don't plan to do it at Bill Curry Ford this year. But let's just say I had a thing for my third grade teacher, you know, maybe actually my second crush. My first crush was the neighbor's daughter named Rhonda, who I'm still in touch with many, many years later. And she jokes, I was her first crush. And I'm like, yeah, I returned the favor. My grandparents and her parents were friends. And then probably my second crush was my third grade teacher. And she was just beautiful. And she was so nice. Mrs. Morrell. Never saw her after leaving Madeira Beach Elementary School. I hope Mrs. Morrell has led a great life. She had an impact on me as a student. I always wanted to impress Mrs. Morrell. And in third grade was where we learned handwriting. And the way I learned it from Mrs. Morrell is still the way I do it, maybe a little bit smaller, because you had those big lines on paper back in the third grade. So, yeah, my printing means a lot to me, my penmanship. The other thing that stands out is the rapid nature of my drafts. Much like my golf tournaments. Look, we all have things we enjoy doing, right? Now, they're all different. Now, you're not listening to this podcast if you don't like fantasy football, but just hang with me here a little bit. We all have different things we enjoy doing that we choose to do that make us happy for whatever reason. I'll give you one of mine, and I know it's going to shock you. Golf. I enjoy golf. I enjoy playing golf. I enjoy running golf tournaments. I enjoy playing fantasy golf. I enjoy watching the PGA Tour. However, I will decline invitations to play rounds of golf, either casual rounds or in tournaments where I believe I'm going to be out on the course for a lengthy amount of time. Now, some of you might say, well, isn't golf a lengthy amount of time all the time? No, it doesn't have to be. And this also, I've often said this, and it's not my quote. There's a difference between bad golf and slow golf. Bad golf is acceptable. Slow golf is unacceptable. You can play bad golf and not play slow golf. It can be done. I've seen many people do it, and I have a huge amount of respect for them. And I go out of my way to say to them, don't stop playing. Don't stop playing. Let's do this again. You will get better. And here's how you get better. How can I help? Don't quit the game. Slow golf is unacceptable to me. As much as I love golf, I think it fits a certain time frame. It doesn't matter what the weather is. Sure, sometimes it's hotter than other times. Same with a fantasy draft. And perhaps this is why the old school, let's get together somewhere and draft, where everybody says the name of the player they're picking when they're called. Maybe this is why old school drafts went away. It wasn't just technology. They went away because they took too damn long. My drafts do not. My foundation league is in year 7. Every year we set a new record for how fast we draft. In the last few years, one of my players in a fantasy league, he's a former champion. He's also a professor of geosciences at the University of South Florida. He's the one who, there aren't a lot of people who can, quote, tell me what to do. Right? Most of you know me now. My grandparents have passed on. I miss them to death. They could tell me what to do. They're not with us anymore. I have no living family members. I have no dependents. I've never been married. I don't work for anybody anymore. So I have no boss to tell me what to do. So there are a handful of people in my life, some male, some female, insert your own comments there, who make me think twice. And I'm like, okay. Because I respect them, and they know when to press my button the right way. And as we call this professor, Doc, said to me a few years ago during one of our drafts, and we were flying, and this was a draft we did actually when Roy's restaurant was still open. And the managing partner served some unbelievable appetizers and put them in the middle of our conference room table in a private room. And everybody could smell the food, and Doc just sort of leaned over and says, "Todd, let's take a break after round 7 so everybody can enjoy the food while it's hot." That's a good idea. So what we usually do if I cater is we take a break. I don't know how I'm going to run it with the podcast leagues, but still, I get everybody in. We're ready to go. You make your picks. You say hi to everybody. You catch up a little bit on life. And I get you home. It's not something that is exhausting and will take all day or all night. For example, my foundation league this year, you know, we're looking at roughly an 8 p.m. start to our draft. I'll have everybody out of there by 10. Everything will be done. I don't think I'm catering this year. The bar will be open. That's another thing that slows things down is people who drink too much, but I guess some of you like that since they'll make bad picks and it elevates the value of who's left on the board for you. But move your draft along. And this is it's a partnership. It's not just me. My players give me credit for running a very fast draft. And by the time it ends, they love it. Now, maybe those who aren't familiar with it are like, wow, we're moving so fast. But I think people get adjusted. You don't, right? There are a lot of situations in life, don't be that guy. In my drafts, don't be that guy slowing us down. Don't. Because I'm just going to stand there. I'm going to stare at you. And I'm going to keep reminding you, you're on the clock. because I'm going to keep saying who is after you, and the person after you is ready to make a pick. And the person after them is also going to be ready to make a pick. So whoever hosts the draft, which in most cases is the commissioner, and this year at the podcast leagues, I've already reached out to Robert Wright and to Dennis Phillips, who plays in my league every year, the chief meteorologist from ABC Action News in Tampa Bay, because I have to get that draft started. Then I have to go over to another league and run that league's draft. So Robert and Dennis need to keep it going, and I trust that they will. They're excellent fantasy players. And they know how to do this. But that will bring a lot more enjoyment to your draft if it moves along. And people that are slow to make picks, just stay on them. Trust me. Stay on them. It'll be a deterrent. They'll get more ready each time their name is called. And perhaps if more drafts were run like this, we would actually have more drafts like this. Not me. I'll always have drafts like this. You know I'm set in my ways, both personally, professionally, and when it comes to fantasy football. What I say goes. But it's more enjoyable if you actually spend less time doing it. Think about that. And for any commissioners who want to ask me anything on how to do this and to shorten the time spent on a draft night, I'll be happy to talk to you about that, or the Matt Prater adjustment, or my pick six rules, or why I don't use PPR, fractional scoring. Commissioners are always welcome to reach out to me as they're putting together their leagues and their scoring settings, especially commissioners who want to implement the wide receiver tight end flex instead of the mandatory tight end. I'm always available to you. Todd Wright Fantasy Football at gmail.com. Todd Wright Fantasy Football at gmail.com. I think actually last year's foundation draft, we were done in 75 minutes. 13 rounds in 75 minutes of actual draft time. I think we may have taken a 15-minute break that did not count, because I had PDQ cater that draft. John Baxter Cox, the managing partner of now the Wesley Chapel location, was in that league and brought enough food for us and three other leagues, even though there weren't three other leagues there that night. That was the most food we've ever had at a draft. Thank you, John. But yeah, I think in actual draft time, we did it in 75 minutes, 13 rounds in 75 minutes. It can be done. I prove it with every draft that I run. You can do it too. Trust me, your owners will love it. They will rave about it. Man, that's the fastest draft we've ever done. That was great. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters. Remember, for easy online ordering, visit originalhooters.com. And remember their newest location in Odessa, just a little west of the Suncoast Parkway on State Road 54. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you soon.